Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. Happy March! In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number, the forecast for March 2024. Before we get into the reading, just know this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like a personalized reading, focusing on your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path number one. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 12-3. So automatically we have some kind of creativity coming up this month for you all, some kind of form of expression. But what's interesting is the vibration of the 12 brings in this sort of red light or pause. So there's some kind of waiting period, or there may be something that you're working on that you're trying to push ahead, but the universe is saying, not so fast. There's some things that maybe need to, like some kinks that might need to be worked out, or some obstacles that might need to be overcome, which you don't have all the information for just yet. So it's not, you may want to push forward, but you might not be able to push forward. And so it may feel like the universe is putting the brakes on with something, and it could be a relationship or something like that, or some kind of connection or collaboration could also be kind of coming up where it was moving along at a steady pace, and now all of a sudden it's like, again, like the brakes have been put on or the red lights come on, and so you need to kind of pause. This is kind of that moment for pushing the pause, or the universe pushing the pause button for you, and there's something that pause is forcing you to look at. Or to reevaluate. And it could create some kind of new perspective for you, right? And that new perspective then can create a different action, and that action will then get different results. And it could actually turn into something much bigger than you were initially thinking it was going to be, in a good direction, right? Oftentimes when there's a challenge that surfaces, or some kind of pause or redirect or halt in the process, it's not because the universe is being punitive. It's because there's something for us to see in the finer details that we're missing, and that if we would have just pushed forward and tried to force it, we would have stepped right over those details that we need and likely would have had to come back to anyway. So it's kind of like the universe doing us a favor when we hit that red light. So try to see it as that. If you feel like you're kind of being held back from moving forward, there's a reason for that, and there's something deeper you're meant to see. I likely think that this has something to do with a creative project, or again, a collaboration or something like that. And it could be that you are working with somebody and that person has to exit the project, right? And so you feel like, oh no, this is the end of it, or you feel like you're being left in a lurch. But really, it's an opportunity for something more aligned to come in, or something, it just opens you up to something different, like a different perspective that actually, as you continue to move forward, you will see that is much more aligned. This can, of course, bring in some kind of reversal or redirect. So just be open to that and be adaptable. Try not to see it as, well, I'm not meant to do this, or the universe is out to get me, or whatever. It's more about if you would have continued in the direction you were moving in, you likely wouldn't have got as much out of whatever this is that you were meant to get out of it. And so there had to be some kind of redirect, or, again, focusing your attention on the details to enlighten you to something that you wouldn't have seen if you would have just kept plowing forward. It's interesting because you also have manatee energy this month that you're working with, and there's definitely something here about hidden solutions. That's coming in very, very strongly. So there's some kind of hidden solution to a problem or something that you've been trying to work through or figure out that pause is necessary in order to find it, right? To see it, to dig a little bit deeper in the space that you're in, as opposed to, again, trying to force forward and just, you know, bypass whatever the solution is. So try to see this as the golden ticket. If that red light comes on for you, if that pause is pushed, you know, if you're sort of put in the waiting room, so to speak, try to see it for what it is, and try to get the most out of that opportunity. The other thing I would say about manatee energy is that there's something very gentle here. There's something very like flowing, right? When you see manatees in the wild, there's a very, like, there's a gentleness, a mildness to their energy, and they just sort of flow and adapt to their environment. And they sort of go with the flow. So there's definitely something here as instead of feeling like you're being penalized in some way, if something's not working out or if you're being redirected, be adaptable, go with the flow and see what this opportunity is trying to show you. I hope it's a great March. Take care, ones. Bye for now.